Brian, welcome back to our studios and joining us for Press Pass.
Thank you.
Well, as the Buffalo News continues to add to its digital coverage, you've been visiting and traveling around to venues and talking with a lot of newsmakers about new developments. You were talking about zoo improvements and boosting tourism. And there are also some new twists to the bringing back cars to Main Street downtown.
Yeah, and it's exciting. We are doing a weekly in-focus video now where we try to get to as many news arenas as we possibly can, talking with a hodgepodge of people about a variety of issues. And we didn't plan it this way, but as I looked at our agenda over the last few weeks, it dawned on me that one of the common threads was talking with newsmakers who are involved in various aspects of improving the quality of life in Buffalo and making Buffalo a more appealing city to navigate, both for the people here and for visitors to the region.
So it's an in-focus feature, and you spoke with the Buffalo Zoo president.
Yes, Donna Fernandez took me on a very brief tour. We actually went over to a big brick structure that you and I remember as being the barn and holding area of the old children's zoo when you and I were 9, 10, or 11 years old. They're going to take that structure, and they're going to make a new entrance for the zoo. A lot of people see all these strollers and lines of people at the parkside entrance. They're going to be taking this building and making it the prime entrance, along with a gift shop and a cafe, and it's going to make way for eventual construction of a new exhibit that will be housing Arctic animals. And one of the interesting features of this new entranceway is that it's going to sort of foreshadow a key theme at the zoo, which is water and its importance to not only people, but to animals. And this is Donna Fernandez talking about one of the interesting features that visitors will see.
We're going to have this interactive fountain that will be five planters in the shape of the Great Lakes, which will have these little jumping jets of water that will jump from lake to lake.
They continue to add and create and make themselves a tourist destination.
They do, and I think that that's really one of the key focuses in the region these days, and that is how can we bring more visitors here. We also sat down with the self-proclaimed Wing King. We know about Drew Cerza. And, you know, the Wing Fest, which is a great event, gets a lot of publicity, so we really didn't talk a lot about that. We talked about his role as a tourism promoter, essentially, and we talked about one of the lingering concerns for decades that folks in Buffalo, tourism folks in Buffalo and those in Niagara Falls, maybe don't work as cohesively enough to bring tourists into this region. Cerza says he thinks some strides are being made now, but this is an admission that he made when we were talking about that issue.
It's a catch-22 because everybody's got their own agenda, and I don't think this area has ever looked at ourselves as a region. And I think Joel Chihabra was so on target years ago when he was really looking to regionalize our area and combine school districts, combine cities and things like that. And I think tourism's no different. The catch-22 is if Niagara Falls and Buffalo were together, where's the tourist going to stay? And you want the tourist to stay in your community, in your county, because that's where the bed tax is, that's where the dollars are.
But Cerza did say that he thinks that tourism folks are getting a real bang for the buck. In particular, he's impressed with how they're using social media to get the word out about Buffalo doings, about activities here. And he points out that social media, if you know how to use it effectively, is pretty darn cheap.
Yes, absolutely. Now, is he working along with Visit Buffalo Niagara? Does he help with their tourism effort, or is he kind of solely out there on his own?
Well, they've been working together cooperatively on a lot of things. And, of course, for a very brief period, it was Cerza who was holding down the fort in that agency as the interim chief, if you will. He did say that he'd like to see eventually some type of entity come together that would pair up all of these festivals that we have. I mean, Allentown and Taste and Italian and the Wing Fest and so forth, where they could kind of come together and maybe do some joint marketing to kind of get a little more leverage in that very lucrative tourism arena.
We're finally seeing things come together of the many years that you and I have covered this region and the city. We're finally seeing this economic development boom happening, and we're seeing interest in this region?
Well, we're certainly seeing some signs. I think that naysayers might say, don't call it economic development boom just yet. But we're certainly seeing signs. My gosh, go to the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus or Larkinville or some of the other things we've talked about over the last couple of years. And yeah, I think most people would say it's encouraging.
Now, when you go down Main Street, the section of Main Street downtown where it's been cut off by the Metro Rail for many years, they're working on this car sharing plan. How is that going to enhance the downtown region, and where are they at on this? I know you talked to Mike Shimon from Buffalo Place.
Yes, we were over our In Focus folks, and basically they're starting work right now. They've already basically picked a contractor, and they're going to be beginning work right in the Tupper area of Main Street. And Shimon tells me that he's pretty confident that next year at this time, you will see cars, you will see vehicles on the stretch of Main Street in the theater district, and he's even more hyped about the fact that within a few years, you will see vehicles moving from the theater district area of Main Street right down to the foot of Main Street near one of the key tourism areas, at least from a potential standpoint, and that, of course, is Canal Side.
So it's finally that connection that we need, and it's also not only for tourism, but it goes back to helping us here that live and work
absolutely.
Here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone is fooling himself or herself into thinking that we're going to be able to get, you know, more AM&A's type or Kleinhans or Burger type, retail on the Main Street corridor. But I think people think that if you bring cars back and you improve accessibility, you may be able to do some of that in conjunction with all the housing we're seeing now pop up in that area.
And it's certainly going to make a direct flow down to, as you mentioned, Canal Side with the Webster Block development that's going to happen with Terry Pegula's big plan.
Yeah, my gosh, you'll have two indoor skating rinks, and there's just a lot of interesting things happening in that particular area, and certainly vehicular traffic is going to be an important component of that, as is parking, and parking's addressed in that Pegula plant.
Well, Brian, thanks so much for coming in and bringing some of your information and interviews from your In Focus features to us here at WBFO and AM 970.
Well, thank you very much.